Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. This Book Will Save You Time by Misir Mahmudov is a short nonfiction book about the strategic value of time in modern life, especially in an attention economy where people constantly trade limited hours for money, status, and distraction. Written in an accessible, essay-like style, it draws on themes from personal finance, Austrian economics, and first principles, thinking to argue that time is the only truly scarce resource. The book is less a conventional self-help manual than a compact philosophical and practical reflection on how people should allocate attention, work, and wealth when time is finite. Its purpose is to push readers to reconsider the assumptions behind the 9-to-5 work model, consumer habits, and the way they measure productivity and freedom. Rather than offering a detailed system or step-by-step plan, it aims to change the reader's mental framework so that financial and lifestyle choices are judged against the cost in human time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, time is the only non-replaceable resource in a life of roughly 600,000 hours. The central premise of the book is that time differs from every other resource because it cannot be created, recovered, or substituted once spent. Mahmudov frames human life as a finite store of hours, which gives even ordinary daily choices moral and practical weight. That idea is powerful because it changes the way readers think about trade-offs. A purchase, a job, or a routine is no longer just about money or convenience, but about the hours it consumes and the future options it removes. This framing is what gives the book its distinctive edge. Instead of treating time management as a matter of scheduling, it treats time as the foundation for all decisions. The result is a simple but demanding principle: if a choice does not improve the quality or direction of a person's limited time, it may be a hidden cost rather than a gain. Secondly, the book challenges the 9-to-5 model as a trade of time for wages. A major theme is the critique of conventional employment as a structure that forces people to exchange the most limited part of their lives for income. Mahmudov does not argue that work is inherently bad, but he does question the logic of routinely surrendering large blocks of time in return for pay while postponing autonomy to some later stage of life. This critique matters because it places labor decisions inside a broader time economy rather than a purely financial one. The book encourages readers to ask whether their work arrangement is helping them buy freedom or merely maintaining consumption. By reframing employment as a time exchange, it becomes easier to see why many people feel trapped even when they are financially stable. The analysis is especially relevant to readers who have accepted the standard career path without examining its hidden opportunity costs. Thirdly, an attention economy turns human focus into a monetized asset. Another important idea is that modern institutions and platforms compete for attention because attention is convertible into profit. The book presents this as a structural problem, not just a personal weakness, because corporations design products, media, and services to capture time at scale. This perspective broadens the book beyond personal productivity into a critique of contemporary incentives. If attention is valuable, then every interruption, feed, notification, or habitual distraction becomes part of a larger system that extracts time from the individual. The practical implication is that protecting attention is not merely about discipline. It is about recognizing that many daily environments are optimized to erode concentration and delay self-directed action. This theme helps explain why the book resonates with readers who feel their time is fragmented even when they are technically not busy. Fourthly, financial choices should be judged by their effect on freedom, not only returns. The book links money and time by suggesting that wealth decisions should be evaluated through the lens of optionality and independence. Rather than treating financial gain as an end in itself, Mahmudov emphasizes what money allows a person to do with their time. This is an important distinction because it shifts the goal from accumulation to control over one's schedule and attention. A decision can be profitable yet still reduce freedom if it locks a person into obligations, obligations that consume future hours or mental energy. The book therefore aligns personal finance with lifestyle design. Spending, saving, and investing should all be measured by how they affect the ability to choose where time goes. This makes the book useful for readers interested in minimalist economics, independence, or the real cost of consumer habits. Lastly, a short, conceptual format designed to reframe habits rather than provide a system. This Book Will Save You Time is not built as a dense manual with elaborate frameworks or exhaustive case studies. Its value lies in compression. It delivers a concentrated argument that aims to alter how readers interpret work, money, and distraction. That format is itself part of the message, since the book tries to respect the reader's time while also making them aware of how easily it can be wasted. The brevity keeps the focus on mental reframing rather than implementation mechanics, which distinguishes it from many productivity books that offer checklists but little philosophical grounding. Readers should therefore approach it as a conceptual intervention. Its utility comes from clarifying priorities, not from prescribing a full productivity system. For people already familiar with time management advice, the book stands out by asking a deeper question: what is the true economic and human value of the hours being spent? In conclusion, this book, Will Save You Time, is best suited for readers who want a concise, reflective book about time, work, and financial independence rather than a conventional productivity guide. It will appeal to people questioning the 9-to-5 model, readers interested in personal finance through a liberty-focused lens, and anyone who feels distracted by the demands of the attention economy. Its practical benefit is not a rigid method, but a sharper decision-making framework. It trains readers to measure choices by the hours they consume and the freedom they preserve. Intellectually, it stands out because it connects time management to economics and incentive structures, giving a broader explanation of why people feel time poor even when they are busy with supposedly productive routines. Compared with many books in the self-improvement category, it is more conceptual, more compact, and more concerned with first principles than with optimization tactics. That makes it memorable for readers who want a quick but substantial reset in how they think about their limited life hours. If you would like to support Monsieur Mahmoudov, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.